You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. If you're a regular listener of the show, you will have heard reporter Heath Drusen on our program before. He's based at Boise State Public Radio News, and he contributes to a national reporting initiative on gun culture and policy, which is called Guns and America. Recently, Heath went to Las Vegas to cover the SHOT Show. It's a firearms trade show, and he filed this report.
Governor Little is a regular here at the SHOT Show, an annual firearm trade show which draws tens of thousands of gun makers and buyers to Las Vegas every year. He came Thursday to speak at an Idaho reception for the firearms industry. Last week, he spoke at a gun range event in Boise for state lawmakers, saying he attends events like SHOT Show to actively lobby gun companies to come to Idaho.
Most of their employees, hunt and fish and are recreation shooters, and they just feel more welcome here than they do in some of those other states.
The firearms industry accounts for a larger share of Idaho's economy than nearly every other state. It also has some of the least restrictive gun laws in the nation. In recent years, several firearms manufacturers have relocated to gun-friendly states like Idaho. In Las Vegas, Heath Drusen, Boise State, Public Radio News.
And Heath is back in Boise from that trip, and he joins us in studio now to talk about his next project. This is a community event in Garden City happening tomorrow evening with folks from different points of views on guns. Welcome to the program.
Great to be here again.
Okay, so tell us about this event. It's free. What's it called? And then really, what's the purpose behind it?
Yes, most importantly, it is free.
It's free
and open to the public. You don't need a ticket. No RSVP, just show up and join the conversation. Cinder Wines. It's Tuesday night, tomorrow at 6 to 8 p.m. And we're going to be talking about firearms, and we're going to be having a constructive conversation about that.
Let's be clear on that, a constructive conversation, right?
Right, right. So that should be novel. It's a divisive issue, but we're going to try to find some common ground. We're bringing in Representative Melissa Wintrow. She's a Democrat from Boise, and she's the assistant minority leader. And she's been pretty active in some legislation that has to do with firearms. And she certainly will have a perspective of more, she would call it common sense gun regulation. That's a loaded word. And Clayton Kramer is an author and a gun rights advocate. He'll be kind of the opposite there. And he's going to be advocating for more of a strict Second Amendment gun rights viewpoint.
So really, what was the purpose behind holding a forum like this?
The main thing is, I think you alluded to it, I think people tend to yell at each other in the political sphere about this issue, whereas the broader public actually has a lot more agreement than I think the folks we vote into office do. And while there's certainly going to be disagreements in this conversation, of course, I want to explore that kind of vast middle in the gun debate where I think we might have more in common than we think.
Well, and I mean, you've already alluded to this. I mean, we know gun policy. It is extremely divisive. But are you trying to change minds at the event, or is it really the idea, as you said, to try to find that common ground that maybe we don't know that we have?
Yeah, I'm certainly not trying to change anyone's mind, and I'm not advocating for one thing or another, of course. But what I'm hoping happens here is that folks on all sides of the debate, and it's really more than two sides, that they hear something new that makes them think.
And how can the audience engage with the panel tomorrow?
Directly. We're going to have a long question and answer session. They can ask our panelists questions. They can ask me questions. And we're going to continue the conversation after the roundtable directly to the audience.
So why do an event like this right now?
I think the gun debate is at one of its most critical points right now. You have a lot of politicians who are advocating for more regulation, and you certainly have a lot of activists on the other side who are very much against it. You saw 22,000 people come out to the Virginia legislature just a couple weeks ago to protest against any gun regulations, and you got a lot of Democratic candidates who are saying that we need more. So I think it's a critical moment in the debate.
So you are based here at Boise State Public Radio News, but there you have other journalists in the Guns in America program across the country. Are they holding forums like this as well, or is this unique to you?
So it's very individualized, but we had a big one in Atlanta not too long ago that was sold out. So this is a conversation mm-hmm. that we are having across the country, across 10 different stations and places with very different gun issues, of course.
And that's what I think is so interesting about this, is that I'm sure that forum in Atlanta probably will sound different, but maybe similar to what we might hear tomorrow evening.
Absolutely. I think, you know, every corner of the country has a different relationship with guns and different issues with guns. But there are some similarities that that have a common thread throughout this country.
Okay, before I let you go, for folks who are just tuning in again, so give us the start time, where it is, you know, all of that stuff.
Cinder Wines in Garden City, Tuesday night, 6 to 8 p.m. It's free, open to the public. You're welcome to just show up, take a seat, and enjoy. And please participate in the conversation.
Sounds good. Thanks for coming in and talking to us more about this, and good luck with the event tomorrow evening. I want to thank Heath Drusen with Guns in America for coming in and talking about the upcoming forum tomorrow evening.